kind of special teams problems does San Diego present to you?
They're a good unit. They're a well-coached group. You know, Kevin Spencer does a nice job, but they got a lot of speed. You know, they fly around. Both kicker and the punter are very good. Seifries is one of the best in the league, has been for years. He's a bomber. He'll hit the ball deep, and they got great, great gunners, probably the best gunners we faced all year. So, it's going to be a battle, to get some big punt returns.
Novak kind of has that pedigree of the classic knocked around NFL kicker. But a lot of places he was here for a brief cup of coffee. He's really seemed to blossom there.
Yeah, he actually, his first stint was at the Chicago Bears. We picked him up as a free agent, so I know all about Nick, and I know he's bounced around to a lot of different teams, and it's good to see that he's finally stuck, and he's the main guy, and he's not a backup, and he's really doing a nice job for him,
What do you think of Cole Kwitt's game against Denver? Because for most punters, that game's just fine, but he set a really high standard for himself, and maybe it wasn't his best game.
He'll be the first one to admit that it wasn't his best game. But it is a team effort. A couple punts there, we should have been down inside the 20. And, he can't always make that ball just stop dead. It takes the gunners to get down in the right position. And there was two plays where, our gunners probably should have made the play, and we didn't. So one of them he kicked directly into the touch, to a touchback. And that, that's on him. And then the other one, the other couple, we got to step up too as a team.
What has Nile Davis been showing you in practice to get the added touches on special teams?
I've said this before. We're going to try to get him, work him in there each week. We're going to try to get him at least one or two, and hopefully not a lot. That means we're not, returning the ball a lot. But he, he's a lot more consistent in practice. He's catching the kickoffs, and that's what we're looking for. And he's just so explosive after the catch, you just want to, as a coach, you want to get him on the field.
You guys were able to use Kyle Williams a little bit on kick coverage. Just what his skill set allowed you guys to do that?
He's got a lot of speed, and we had a situation where we had some guys like Cooper was playing a lot on defense, so we took him out, and you don't have a lot of guys to go to during the game day, so you have to utilize what you have. He has a lot of speed, so we put him in there on kickoff coverage, and we also use him a little bit on punt return too as well.
Pretty willing student. He said he didn't have a whole lot of experience on kick coverage before.
Yeah, he's a pro. He's a true pro. He's been around long enough to understand. If we need something, he's willing to step in there. And as the time progresses, we'll find out exactly what he can and what he cannot do.
Could Ryan have made the 64-yarder at the end of the half?
I knew that question was coming. But the reason we had the field goal team on there, we weren't sure exactly where the ball was going to be placed. Quite honest with you, so we had to take the penalty in order to get the extra play. And when we took the penalty, it was 5 yards further back. So that's really what we were weighing: where's the ball going to be spotted? So if it was going to be spotted up closer, where we actually ended up having the play, it would have been good to do it. But since it was 5 yards back, it was really out of his range. And they had a returner in the game too. So now you got a bunch of offensive linemen returning a kick. If that guy gets it in his hands and. And that's not a good situation to be in, so we decided not to do it.
What percentage is the risk? Is it more? Are you more concerned about them returning it if he catches it short, or are you more concerned with the block because he's got to hit it on a lower trajectory to get it that far?
Well, both, but really the return, because you got a bunch of O linemen out there that don't really cover kicks, and you got a great returner back there. We returned two at Chicago, in that same situation. So I understand. The situation. I'd love to have a team try those long ones and throw Dexter back there in that kind of situation. We have a return that we would run too. So, it puts a lot of stress on the field goal unit when you try something like that. You got to really know that you can make it or kick it out of the back of the end zone.
What exactly was his range in Denver?
He had more of a range because the thin air. He was probably 57, 58, but that was we were asking way too much with that. He was excited about the idea,
What is it typically? How much of an impact does that air make yard-wise? Extra 5 yards?
Yeah, it's about five. It's usually about five. That's what it. What it's, and it helps. There's no question on kickoffs, it helps. But then a guy like, Dustin's got to control it, with his pooch punts. A couple of them sailed out on him.
Did you
you get a look at Prater's first field goal, and it was 54 yards. That thing would have made it 60.
He's got a cannon. I mean, that kid, he's really got a cannon. It's, you know, and he's got a cannon plus the thin air. So, I mean, his ball just, it just explodes off his foot.